In the studio with me this morning is Trevor Davies from McGuire and Davies Funeral Home and Crematory, as well as the board of the Monmouth Community Fund. Hi, Trevor.
Good morning, Vanessa. How are you?
Great. How about you?
I'm good, thanks. Thanks for having me this morning.
Yes. So we got a chance to chat with Sarah Grant and Jillian Isaacson about all of the grant cycle that's taking place. So we're going to dive in a little bit deeper into the Monmouth one with you.
Sure.
Tell us about the board of directors, how people contribute, and how this Monmouth Community Fund got started.
Sure. Well, we have an advisory board for the Monmouth Community Fund. We've got some great folks in the community, kind of a diverse group of people. We've got Dave Giles, who's helping us. We've got Ben Olson. We've got Lisa Gavin, and we have Lucy Kellogg-Thompson, as well as Joel Newman. And Ann Leiby's even helped us, and including myself. So we've got a really great group of folks. We've got some business owners. We've got some younger folks, some older folks. You know, we tried to really have a diverse group.
Good, good. Okay, and as Sarah had pointed out this morning, the grant cycle is open, so we know people can contribute to this fund and apply. How does the contribution mechanism work?
So, you know, the community fund is, again, it's a way that allows us to address pressing needs in our community, from, you know, helping schools, libraries, parks, supporting our community's infrastructure, services. These are all things that the community fund is designed to do. You know, every dollar that's invested in the community fund stays in Monmouth. You know, the community fund is truly a permanent endowment, and, you know, we're able to gift so much of the interest back every year for the grants. And so, you know, people can make donations online. They can go to the Galesburg Community Foundation website, and there's a tab that says Community Funds. They can click on there, and they can go to the Monmouth Community Fund and make a donation there. They can mail in a check to the Galesburg Community Foundation on the memo line, you know, put Monmouth Community Fund on it. Or they can contact any of us advisory board members, and we'd be glad to sit and have a conversation with them about the community fund and all the great things that we're doing and we hope to continue to do, and we can assist them with accepting a donation as well.
Okay. And examples of some of the grants you've handed out, those include?
Well, you know, last year, our very first grant cycle, I was so pleased with. You know, we had several requests, and we did some really great things. You know, we gave the Buchanan Center for the Arts, they asked for some money for the Art Presenter Program. As all of us know, schools struggle, and, you know, making sure that we help them continue to have arts in the schools was great to be a part of. We did some work with the Community Hygiene Pantry, the Make It Monmouth group to try to beautify the downtown. We helped Warren Achievement. We got helped them get a virtual reality system so that they can do some really neat things with the Achievers. They can let them go have experiences, like go to the beach or go to the ocean or do, you know, lots of different neat things that maybe they wouldn't get the opportunity to go do, but with that virtual reality, it gives them the opportunity. We helped the Monmouth Fire Department update their turnout gear with some tactical turnout gear that had body armor and special tactical EMS bags. We are so grateful for our first responders and our people that keep us safe. This was a way that we could help keep them safe in return. So, you know, these are just some of the things that we did. And again, it's making it Monmouth. It's making Monmouth a better place to live. And that's what the hope is with these. And the same thing when we do the teacher grants, you know, the teacher mini grants that we've worked with the Roseville Community Foundation to do. You know, these mini grants are creating positive change in the classroom. They've helped teachers purchase books, flexible seating, musical instruments, science equipment, and so many other resources. And, you know, we're just so happy to be able to support, you know, our community. And that's truly what this is. It's building an endowment for a long-term gift for the community that we can keep supporting Monmouth and making Monmouth a better place to live.
Okay, how long has it been in existence now?
So last year was our first granting cycle. So we're really looking forward to it's been several years in the making, Vanessa. But we really got going last year and were able to get that first cycle in, and we're really looking forward to this year. To seeing what's out there. Again, as I mentioned, we have a great partnership with the Roseville Community Foundation. Being with Monmouth Roseville, you know, we do co-op and work with them on doing some teacher mini grants. So it's great to see that we together as communities can help pool our resources to support our kids too.
Absolutely. It's a great program. Glad that GCF was able to work with you guys on it and then expand it down into the committee level here in our local area. So that's really good stuff.
Yeah, and I can't say enough great things about the Galesburg Community Foundation. Josh, Sarah Grant, Jillian, they're just a great group of folks over there, great people to work with, and they truly care and believe in what we're doing, and that is supporting our communities for the long term and making sure that we can continue to make our places better.
Okay. Good job, Trevor. Keep up the good work. Keep us posted when the grants are ready to be distributed. The 22nd of March is the final deadline.
It is, yep. And if anyone has questions on that, you know, certainly reach out to any of us board members, or you can call the Galesburg Community Foundation. Talk to anybody over there. They would be also a good resource if you have any questions on those grant applications. And again, those grant applications can be done online through the Galesburg Community Foundation website.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Vanessa. Thanks for having me.
Trevor Davies with us. He is on the advisory board for the Monmouth Community Fund on 1330 WRAM and FM 95.7. It is 8:58.